Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
What's happening now then, mate?
Oh, we've got this young man in. His name is Russell Ince, and he's from the Christmas Imaginarium. I'm getting it right this time. Good afternoon, Russell.
Good afternoon.
It's nice of you to come in to tell us all about the Imaginarium.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. So, what is the Imaginarium?
The Imaginarium is an all-year-round Christmas shop.
Ooh.
Located in Ryde.
Whereabouts in Ryde?
It's on Cross Street, which is just off the top of Union Street.
Yep.
And we do Christmas pretty much all year round.
Can't be bad, can it? When you say we do Christmas, you stock all sorts of different things or just one type of
thing? The stock changes throughout the years. We try to keep it interesting for our customers, and we get lots that repeat visit throughout the year.
Good.
When they're visiting the island and locals as well.
Yeah.
But everything from Christmas tree ornaments through to snow globes and other decorations. We don't tend to go in for the larger pieces, but it's kind of smaller Christmas related decor, gifts, and magical things.
So we like magical things.
We do. Obviously, there is, but there is a market for this all year round.
Yes. Clearly, we wouldn't open to lose money.
That's a daft question, but people are going to be asking, really?
I know, and it's a question we get asked pretty much daily, particularly earlier on in the year. But yeah, we're very fortunate that people who love Christmas indulge in it when they can.
Absolutely.
So it's a chance for them to, because obviously each customer might spend, say, 15 minutes, half an hour in the shop. And in the course of kind of their lifetime, they get to step into that. They get to enjoy Christmas and go away. Obviously, it's only us and the staff that are fully immersed in Christmas all year round.
Okay, and fair enough. I get that. So you never get fed up with it then?
No.
Oh, fair enough.
And again, you have hit on another one of the very, very common questions we get asked in there. But then, you know, would you ask a butcher if they get fed up with meat?
No, you wouldn't. That's a really good point to make. And I've seen Christmas shops in other parts of the country, and the stuff's obviously been sat there for months, hasn't it?
Some of it has,
yeah. You can see it's covered in dust and no one bothers with it, but I'm sure you need to keep it
fresh. I'm sure your shop's not like that.
Covered in dust? Don't be so disgraceful.
No. I didn't mean that, but I've been in shops, it's been like that, and you think, why are they bothering?
I think if there's anywhere that's truly, and I know there's, to my knowledge, and it changes each year, is you do get the odd one or two that open and close, but all year round Christmas shops, there's normally around 20 in the UK.
Really?
And those that are specifically doing Christmas all year round do a good trade.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
Equally, most of them are in decent tourist locations.
Yes.
Which is obviously part of it, because, arguably local Christmas shopping, you know, as in if somebody goes into the town to buy some bread, some milk in March, they're unlikely to want to go and buy a Christmas tree decoration. But I think when somebody's in the holiday mood, then obviously it's part of their holiday experience.
Yes.
And it's something they can, like I said earlier, go and indulge in because they've got the opportunity.
So do you get people who come from another country and they come back time after time?
I still find it crazy, to be honest, but we get lots and lots of people who come. We get people come off of the hovercraft and the fast cat down in Ryde, come up to the shop to visit us, and they've come from all over the country, or they've come off of a cruise ship, or we had there's people that have come. They email us and say, how can we get from the airport to your shop? But they visit, and then some book holidays to stay here, but some just come to the shop and then turn around and go back again.
But do you get repeat customers like that?
Yeah, and the one thing that I probably wasn't aware of until we had the shop as much, is the amount of people who visit and holiday on the island that come back multiple times throughout the year.
Yeah, right.
That's something, obviously, I knew that lots of people come year after year, but you get quite a lot of people that actually come in May, August and October.
Yes, yeah.
And they come, so the island, I mean, obviously we know it's a lovely place, but obviously that's recognised by people who holiday here two or three times a year.
Very sensible.
I think if you do that, I mean, you're going to know the places you want to visit. They probably come back and think, we'll pop in the Christmas shop whilst we're here.
They got something new? Yes.
And I think that's also, you're absolutely right, because I think there's a, and you can see it, the people that come, obviously you get to know the customers over the years, and they all like to have their regular places where they like to go and get ice cream, they have the other places they like to go and visit. And I think they like the familiarity. And obviously, I guess if you're visiting here frequently, you pick out your, you know the things that are your favourites, and you look forward to going to visit.
So, I mean, you've got this shop. Where does this stuff come from?
All over the world. Mm. We also design and manufacture a certain amount of our product range, and that's where the whole shop came from originally.
Right.
But in terms of sourcing, there's little point in us selling, say, what you can find in big garden centres.
Yes.
Right.
Because when it comes to, obviously, there are garden centres all over the country. Every area has a massive one.
Yeah.
And obviously, garden centres worked out long ago that they don't sell as much gardening stuff in the winter, but they've got a huge amount of space. Let's put Christmas things in.
Yes.
So we work hard to pick out a range of products that hopefully you're less likely to see elsewhere. Right,
yeah. Brilliant. So, yes.
The garden centres, yes, we know, and we know the big one up in Ryde. They go for massively big things generally.
Yeah, but they've got the space to do it. And it's
like 60, 70 Christmas trees on display.
And that, when you've got that amount of room, it absolutely makes sense to do so.
Of course it does, it gets the customers in. But so you're looking at a slightly more niche market.
We try to focus more on, our whole thing is the magical storytelling of Christmas.
Yes.
And that's behind what we do. And whilst obviously you're limited to a degree, but luckily lots of countries do Christmas in multiple different ways.
Yes.
But it does mean that kind of over the years we've worked really hard and travelled to find suppliers from these different places. And hopefully that, as I say, we try to kind of evolve it and change it each year for our customers. But yeah, it takes a lot of work, but hopefully it's worthwhile.
Now, so when you said you were going to start a Christmas business, did somebody say to you, are you mad?
I think most people that know Claire and I, my wife, they think we're mad anyway.
Fair enough.
And kind of even my closer friends don't really understand how it works as a business or understand how we do it, but that doesn't matter.
It clearly does work as a business, doesn't
obviously,
it?
Obviously, yes.
Well, luckily, yes, it does.
Yeah, I think it's you're right. It is a kind of magical fantasy element to
it. It is, isn't it?
Even in the middle of July, when you're on holiday on the Isle of Wight, I think I'll just pop in the Christmas shop. There might be something there I could take home.
And that's, I think if you look at the world we live in today, and it's obviously it's changing rapidly, and news and not so positive information is bombarding everybody from every angle. Hopefully, I think customers, or just people in general, the opportunity to escape it and leave it behind for a while is a welcome thing
it
for
is,
people.
Yeah.
So if you can, and obviously the way we've built and designed the shop, hopefully it's that you leave the outside world behind when you come through the door, and you are transported into
Christmas,
a different place.
Yes.
Yeah. I like
and
it.
Do you have children who come in and their eyes are big and wide and wow? And
to be honest, it's the adults as much as the children. There's we've had lots of people just come through the door and start crying. Well, happy tears, by the way. But it's such a lovely thing. But obviously, yeah, children love it. But I think it's the adults, because you're children are still, their minds are still open to magic and that. Whereas adults, I think you've got to work a hell of a lot harder. Mm. Not with all, but with some adults, to move them from their normal lives and the noise of their everyday life into a magical place.
Yes.
And I think that's magical. What works.
Yes, I like it. I love the idea of a Christmas shop.
We're going to have to go. Yeah, you realise this, don't you?
Yeah, we'll do that. No, it's in Cross Street in Ryde.
It is.
And it's got the Christmas Imaginarium written over the door.
In big gold letters.
And you have a website?
We do, Christmasimaginarium.com.
Christmasimaginarium.com.
And can people get in touch with you should they wish to?
There's email, there's a contact form on there, and yes, you're more than welcome.
Excellent. So, and what are your opening hours?
We are open from 10 till 4, Monday to Saturday.
Okay, so basically normal shopping times, get yourself in there and have a dose of Christmas.
Yes, I think so.
I think we're going to have to do that.
I think we are.
You're going to leave the credit card at home, though?
No.
No?
Good.
Yeah. Silly question.
Well, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for
me.
Doing it, because we love the idea. And we'll no doubt be seeing you soon.
We will.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.